That was one of the more exciting days in the tour, with an excellent finish, seeing Carlos Barredo caught in the last kilometer, and he traded pretty short in the betting. $32,724 was traded at 140, that's 2 to 5, on Betfair, and $2,751 traded at 1.30, which is 3 to 10. And the group of eight that caught him, it wasn't really a huge surprise to see Federigo win the stage. That was his fourth stage win. What was more surprising to see was that he'd been backed on Betfair during the race at 79 to 1 for $56, which looks a pretty generous price. The other main news out of this stage is that Tor Hushovd has managed to take the lead in the green jersey competition. Amazing to see him actually surviving in the mountains. You would have thought he would be dropped as a sprinter. But he took 10th place to give him 6 very valuable points. And he now has the green jersey tonight. And betting on him, you can take 4 to 5 on Betfair, which looks extremely fair price given the profile of the stages coming up and the way Hushovd rides the race and his experience. I think that's a very valuable bet. I don't think it actually at 11 to 10 is a good price at all. What was also interesting was to see Christoph Moro in the King of the Mountains classification. He'd been 33 to 1 for that this morning, but he picked up 40 extra points today. And those 40 points means that he's now in second place on 128 points to Chateau's 143 points. And he's got a realistic chance if he rides well on Thursday. You can see him actually winning the King of the Mountains. There's so many points up for grabs on Thursday that you wouldn't at all be surprised if he caught up with Chateau and overtook him. Check back on Live Odds and Scores for more Tour de France betting updates on Thursday.